All right, listeners, here we are with episode 2 of Unstoppable You. And yes, we are still working on our identities. So as I was processing and studying Exodus, and now I'm in Leviticus, a lot of things, God has been dealing with a lot of things. One thing I do want to discuss before we go into this topic, understand, I'm not creating sermons or preaching. Pretty much, one of my gifts is to encourage, uplift, and motivate. And the vision He has placed in me is to use my podcast, which will actually be helping me with healing in certain areas of my life, but to also encourage and motivate and uplift others who could silently be going through the same thing that I'm going through, or who have been where I am, or who are just going through. So that is the reason of the podcast. So I don't want anyone to get confused and feel like I am trying to preach, because that's not the case. My goal is to carry out the vision that He placed in me of one of my gifts of encouraging, uplifting, and motivating others so that we can all be closer to Him and learn to work with what He has placed within us. So moving on, as you're coming to the place of finding yourself, we have to allow ourselves to be fully understanding of who we are and our purpose and be confident in it. We must understand that the enemy doesn't want us to be confident and or understand who we are and the power that was provided to us through this covenant blood of Jesus Christ. That sat with me because one of the things that kind of kept discouraging me to continue after Mind versus Society is I was just sitting and I was like, man, what's the purpose of this? I wasn't confident in myself as I should have been. And also with every podcast that I do, it's basically going through the different areas that I need healing from, that others may need healing from. Example, Mind versus Society. At that point, I was breaking my mind away from society's mindset because I wanted a new change of a mindset. Now with identity, I'm working through finding my purpose and being confident in it. So with that thought, you know, I took it to Facebook because I said, you know, we're going to start getting more feedback. I'm going to start reeling you in through Facebook posts and comments and using your feedbacks. And hopefully soon we'll be able to do talk chats and, you know, you'll get to listen to interviews with different people and different situations. Another way of just coming out and reaching out and touching certain areas that might need to be touched with some people. So as I was preparing for episode 2 of Unstoppable You, it made me think, which made me go to Facebook and post, have you ever sat and thought this deep? Would you agree that the world changes daily and so does man? So what is one of the consistent things that you have going for you? And I asked people to drop their answer so that we can see how we'll all fit into us being unstoppable. So pretty much what made me think about it was the world does change daily and so does man. And what I mean by the world changes daily. Exactly what it says. The world changes. You're never going to get the same day that you had yesterday. Whether it's the weather, whether it's the mood, whether it's the technology, I mean, technology is speeding off. You're going to the grocery store now, parking your car and getting your groceries after you did your shopping online from your home. So the world just changes daily. And so does man. Yes, because I might wake up today and I'm chipper, and tomorrow I might be mad with everybody in the world. And So you're not going to get the same Keitha that you got yesterday. So what is the one consistent thing that you have going for you? Miss Candy Midget Ward responded, my relationship with Christ. So my question to Candy was, your relationship with Christ is one of the most consistent things you have going for you. Tell me a little bit about how you were able to make your relationship with Christ one of the consistent things in your life. Candy's response was, my circumstances and situation made him priority. I needed to hear from him concerning his direction for my life. As I began to hear his voice, I craved it and pursued him every day. So that just let us know that Candy looked at her life, saw circumstances and situations, and realized, I got to make God's first. I'm not going to get anywhere until I make him a priority. So then she started hearing him, and she wanted to hear more of him. So it made her pursue him every day, which makes her the wonderful, unstoppable woman that she is today. And I say, let's give it up to Miss Candy Ward. Midget Ward, excuse me. Also, guys, she does awesome services the first, second, and third Saturdays. Look at her page. I'm telling you, it's worth it. I've been there. I plan on going again. It is awesome. Go and get fed. I'm telling you. Thank you so much, Candy, for your feedback. Tawana Pelham responded, working out 5 days a week, I was determined to prove myself I can be consistent. Been at it for a month and a half. So I said, okay, how did you come to the determination that you needed to prove yourself that you could be consistent? And Tawana's response was, well, because for so many years, I always uttered the words, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight. And one day I was at work and the words, live with a purpose, eat with a purpose, breathe with a purpose, exist with a purpose, be with a purpose, be purpose driven. And so when I turned 37, I said, you know what? I need to be purposeful in all aspects of my life. Stop procrastinating. You have the tools and resources. Use them. And procrastination and consistency was my two challenges that consistently held me back. Enough was enough. So I set my first challenge of working out every day to go to work. I go to the gym. And so it began 10 pounds down, super excited and proud of my consistency. And Tawana, we are proud too. So that's an awesome accomplishment. But her main thing was she was at work and the words live with a purpose, eat with a purpose, breathe with a purpose, exist with a purpose, be purpose driven. Words at work. So just like when I opened up and I said, opened up this episode and I said, you know, motivation, encourage, uplift. You never know what wordplay may come out to bring you to a place where you're like, oh, I got to make a change. She picked out the two things of herself, not of anybody else, of herself, the procrastination and the inconsistency that she noticed within her. So she put herself up to the challenge. And look at her, Tawana, 10 pounds down. You better work, girl. Thank you so much for sharing your feedback. Monica again said, my faith and will to pursue purpose. And then I also had a comment from Pastor Tangie Middleton, my relationship with God and my love for God's people. So my question to Tangie was, oh, so tell me a little bit how you were able to make your relationship with God and your love for God's people one of the consistent things in your life. Tangie says, when all else failed in my life, God was still there. He never failed. He has been the only constant. My love for God's people is birthed out of genuinely considering myself. I have to consider what God loves people in spite of flaws and circumstance. And because people matter to him, they have to matter to me. When I tell y'all, this is some good stuff. I can't wait to see what he's going to do in 2020. Because I'm telling y'all, just these three women that commented are already on some on fire women. I mean, they're on fire. I'm truly thankful for y'all commenting because together we can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and the people around us. Like Tangie said, she noticed that when everything failed throughout her life, there was only one thing that still remained the same. The same thing I was talking about. The world changes daily. Man changes daily. Tangie noticed it. When stuff failed, the people that weren't that were there in the beginning that stepped back, God never stepped back. He stayed right there and helped her through it all. And she also learned that she has to consider herself to love God's people. Because if God loves her in spite of all of her flaws and her circumstance, for surely she got to love his other people in spite of their flaws and their circumstance, because people matter to him. So, I mean, really, really, really good stuff, y'all. One thing I want us to keep in mind, that the enemy is always present. He's in our thoughts that are weaved with lies and some truth. He loves to make us reason, doubt, and even question God and his word. This is why we have to be in constant prayer, encouragement, motivation, and uplifting. And we have to allow God to help us recognize the enemy of our souls so that we can stand our ground whenever he decides to come into our mind as a thought or speak a lie from our mouth and or have us doubting ourselves or even God. We have to always remember that the longer we stay in our issues of wrongfulness, sickness, depression, whatever that has you in that place of darkness, it's the work of the enemy. He's trying to keep our soul thriving in darkness so that we are unable to live in the fullness that God created for us. That's why it's so important for you to know your purpose and that you push through your purpose. Push through it. Be confident in it, because the crazy thing is the enemy has a plan for our life just as God does. We just need to be wise enough to know which one to battle and which one to embrace. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the rest of 2019, on 2020, on forward, I'm embracing this. God has given me many talents, many gifts, and he's placed the right people around. And we get so caught up in people. Let me touch us there. We get so caught up in people, and I'm so guilty of it because that's one of my main things. And it's funny because with me being the only child, you would think I would be so selfishly into just myself so nothing else would matter and nothing else that anybody would say, or I wouldn't even count on anybody. Except for people that are really going to do for me. But what I had to really, really step out and learn is this. People aren't me. There's only one Keitha. He might have created a million Keithas, but there's only one true print to the Keitha Riggins that's sitting here talking to you now. There's only one original, and that's what he created. He created us in an image like him, but he created each and every one of us with a purpose for us to put it together to help with his kingdom. When we come to a place where we realize that man and the things of the world were not created for our selfish gain and that God was, I mean, we'll be in such a better place. He even tells us in his word, Isaiah 43, verse 2, King James Version, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." He's telling you, anything you pass through, anything you go through, any trial, any tribulation, any congratulations, he's there. As the things in the world change from day to day, year to year, month to month, same as man, one thing will always remain consistent is him and his love. He explained it. He created us in the image of him. He breathed life in our nostrils, giving us life. All he asks is that we allow him, and I should really say, all he asks is for our obedience and surrendering to him, allowing him to guide us, because with us, he will be. He holds the key. He knows the plan of our lives better than we do. We all have those moments of feeling worthless, confused, overwhelmed, dumb, insecure, what have you. And we all find ourselves questioning if we are enough and if we can even have what it takes. But as I remained studying in the Word, I realized Moses was our perfect example of someone who felt the same ways we feel today, not realizing he already had what he needed. If you remember when God approached Moses as the burning bush, Moses gave God every excuse to why we wouldn't be able to speak to Pharaoh. Moses just refused to believe he was capable of anything that God spoke to him. His insecurity had him doubting the fact that God would be his mouth and teach Moses what to say. This kind of upset God because even though Moses' weakness is with God by his side, he was already qualified. He was already equipped. We get so mixed up in thinking that we have to know and do everything right that it's not the case. God wants someone who can't do it on their own. But he wants you to believe that we can do all things through him. He has placed the Holy Spirit within us to work within so that we can carry out his will. So basically, our identity is placed within. The thing is, will you surrender and allow God to use you to carry out his will that he has placed within you? That is truly how you become the true you and remain who he has called you to be. God has strategically planned everything in our life. He knew he was going to use Moses to help the Israelites exit the minute he was born and placed in the Nile. Whatever you're going through right now, God strategically planned it. He just wants to know, he's waiting on you to decide where you're going to take. Are you going to take the ways of the world? Or are you going to let him guide you? Think about the story about how Moses was in the Nile. His own sister was there when the princess saw him. And she was able to get Moses to their birth mother to nurture and care for him. Y'all, we got to get deeper because his word stands firm. And what we already, or what we read, as we study the Bible, it truly applies in our daily lives. Understand that when you choose to walk in obedience, your calling, purpose doesn't become something you do. It becomes who you are, which is your identity, as we first discussed in our first episode of Being Unstoppable You. Go to Romans 12 and 8. We're going to take a look at that verse. And I'm actually going to be reading from the New Living Translations version. That's Romans 12, verse 8. And it says, if your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Same verse from the first episode. Find out your gifts that he's giving you. Whether it's cooking, whether it's giving, whether it's encouraging and motivating. And understand, he may have given that same gift to somebody else. But what your gift is might reach someone else differently than the other person's gift. In surrendering myself and learning to embrace my identity and encouraging, there are still cycles that I battle dealing with people. And it's truly hard, but I have faith and I know that there is an action that I have to put forth that is pleasing to him. When it comes to dealing with people, the hardest thing is knowing how you treat others and having to have them treat the same love, having to treat them with the same love he loves you with, even though the treatment towards you could be so poorly. Looking at people when you truly and honestly already know their hearts and know that deep down they love you but can't see past them, but you still have to love them in the way that he loves you. When people are going through their own unspoken issues, and because of that, they come in and they steal every piece of joy that you were feeling at the time, lashing out with their actions and words, you still have to love them with the same love he loves you with. Finding your identity and finding your purpose and surrendering yourself to him helps you from bleeding on others. We spend so much time trying to point the finger and point the blame, when really the whole issue can be solved when you surrender and find yourself. Find out who you are and what your purpose is. And pretty much once you find out what your purpose is, you are already going to know who you are, because your main focus should be your purpose. Your main goal should be your purpose. Because once you start working in your purpose, you have no time for nothing else. Anything that anybody else says, it probably shouldn't even bother you, because you're probably not even going to have time to hear it, because you're working in your purpose. And the crazy thing is we have to realize, this is something that, you know, I'm starting to realize. Half the time, the people that you feel that have wronged you, that are hurting you, they're hurting themselves. And guess who God has placed around you to minister to them? It's crazy, ain't it? How can you minister to someone that is ruining every event that you have? Someone that can't, you know, thinks the world revolves around them. How can you minister to someone like that? You can, because it's your purpose. And as you grow in your purpose, the little things that annoyed you with those people, it won't even bother you, because you're going to be working so deep into your purpose. Time is going to be ticking. And you know, time waits for no one. So time is going to be ticking as time goes by, and you're working in your purpose, and you're not even going to realize that you're loving them from where they are. They're looking at you like, oh, well, you know, she's really different, but I can't really put my finger on it, but I can't even be mad at her either. We have to stop pointing fingers. Stop playing the blame game in every situation and do an identity check. I promise you, once you surrender yourself to him, he will reveal you to you. In the revealing, you'll notice your purpose. Or you could be just like, some people know their gifts. Some people know their gifts and know their talents that he's placed before them. Open up that catering business. Open up that photography business. Get your mind rolling in the places where your passion lies. And all of the foolishness will subside. Because the more, the closer you draw yourself to him, the easier it is for him to take care of all of your worries. In closing, of course, you know, I'm going to end with the promises of the Bible. But I want to say this. It is in the devil's best interest to continue to place us in darkness, to discombobulate and confuse our identities in not only this generation, but the next generations to come. The enemy knows that as long as we stay confused and not understanding who we are, we will never defeat him in Christ's name. So as believers, it is important that we not only understand who we are, but walk in obedience through our purpose. our identity is Him. The only way you will ever completely know who you are is through Jesus. With that being said, think about that. Let that marinate. Pay attention to the next Facebook posting. If you didn't comment the last time, comment. Even if you did comment the last time, comment again. Get yourself involved. Line yourself up. 2020 is the year of perfect vision. Get your glasses checked. Get your eyes checked while you're in 2019 so you can walk into 2020 seeing what you got going on. Dear God, help me to totally surrender myself to you. I want you to move into the center while I slip off into the sidelines. I want to empty myself completely to make room for you to move in my life. May my life be offered up as a continual sacrifice to your will and your way. For I know that when it is, my joy overflows, my light shines brightest, my praise is never ending, and my heart bursts with love for you, myself, and the rest of your children. God, I have been afraid to turn my entire will over to you as if I know what's best for me. As a result, my life has been full of pitfalls, directionless, and empty. So I pray for the courage to live by faith, relying on and completely trusting in you. I cannot see all, but you can. So even if I am not sure how things will come out, help me to surrender my will to yours, to go where you send me and do what you would have me to do. Help me to admit my powerlessness and simply look to you, knowing in you I am safe. Amen. So with all of that being said, my question to you before we close is, are you willing to surrender yourself to find your purpose? So that you can find your identity and you can have that perfect vision in 2020. It's time for us to get our eyes checked now in 19. So that when we walk through 2020, we're already walking with the perfect vision. We are about to be unstoppable. You hear me? We got this, y'all. We got this. So to the next episode. I'm out.